Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard. Governor Deval Patrick has nominated Massachusetts Appeals Court Judge Geraldine Hines to serve on the state's Supreme Judicial Court. That nomination comes as a result of a vacancy created by the retirement of Chief Justice Roderick Ireland. If confirmed, Hines would become the first African-American woman on the SJC. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
It was all applause, even a few tears, as 66-year-old Massachusetts Appeals Court Judge Geraldine Hines appeared with Governor Patrick to announce her nomination to the state's highest court.
I was advised to savor this moment because it gets harder from here, so clap some more if you like.
Hines was appointed to the Massachusetts Appeals Court last year. Before that, she served as an associate justice of the Superior Court following a 30-year legal career in Boston. As a lawyer, she concentrated on criminal defense, civil rights, and social justice litigation. In 1989, she and Judge Margaret Burnham formed New England's first law firm made up of women of color. Governor Patrick.
She has been a beloved and respected colleague, praised by judges and lawyers alike for being smart, prepared, fair, tough, decisive, warm, thoughtful, and gentle, all at the same time.
Hines' judicial colleagues packed the news conference, among them Appeals Court Justice Diana Maldonado, who says Hines epitomizes what a judge should be.
She has humanity, she has knowledge, she has intelligence, she has compassion. She writes well, she thinks well, she analyzes. She is a human touch. There's not a single quality that she doesn't possess. That would be right for the Supreme Judicial Court.
If confirmed, Hines can serve only about 4 years because she'll reach the mandatory retirement age of 70. But Hines' successor is Regional Administrative Chief Judge of Massachusetts Superior Court, Judge Bonnie McLeod, says Hines will still make a difference.
Because it is so important and she is such a talented, if for 5 minutes she will make a difference. If she were only going to be on the Supreme Judicial Court for 5 minutes, it would be different because of Jerry.
Judge Hines is the oldest of 10 children. Her mother, who still lives in Mississippi, was in the audience today. So was one of her younger sisters.
We've been blessed with great parents.
Ivy Allen of Jackson, Mississippi, says their late father always set expectations, telling them you can't get anywhere with just a high school education.
It wasn't about are you going to college, it was where are you going.
When asked about her background growing up in the segregated South, Hines says it affects who she is to this day.
Well, I think all of us are products of our upbringing, and it brings a humanity that in many cases was sorely lacking in the environment that I grew up in, and it makes you committed to that in whatever you do, judging or life.
If confirmed, Judge Hines will replace Justice Ralph Gantz on the SJC. He's taking over as Chief Justice. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.